This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you want to join us, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, it's a bit of a different mix for Tuesday. Normally it's Aria and then Conan and Ian. Conan is off for the season because he works for the post office. So he's, you know, getting worked to the bone at this point. He's done that
he's
time
going
to,
postal.
To join us. Aria is out with a friend tonight. And so, Mark, you're here unexpectedly. You were supposed to be flying down to Florida today. Nobody's also with me. I'm Ian. But, Mark, you got held up by the TSA?
Well, So, first off, there was an automobile accident that made me, like, an hour late. And I'm not talking about crawling. I'm talking about I was in park
for an hour.
And
wow.
So, you know, somehow they couldn't figure out how to get a disabled vehicle off of the interstate for that period of time. And we all had
to
wait.
Was this in Connecticut or Massachusetts?
Mass.
Okay.
And then when I got to the airport, I ran a bit late there, a little frustrated, and the TSA now has so they don't have to touch your ID any longer. There's a little machine into which you slide it. And the machine, I don't know what the machine does, but that machine did not like my ID. Now, my ID is a real ID. So, the biometrically.
That's funny because I noticed that the other day you were showing it off in the studio here, and I saw the little star, the little gold star or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't think it's gold on yours, but on every other license I've seen it, it's like a gold star.
Okay.
And I was like, is this real ID? And you said, yeah, but apparently, and a real ID for listeners that don't know is a set of federal standards. Okay,
right.
So the states didn't just cook this up. This was put down upon them by the federal government gang. And I think, I don't know what percentage of the states, probably the supermajority of them, have adopted it either as the only option or you can opt in.
Real ID.
Or you can rather opt out of Real ID. I think they push Real ID by default, but like here in New Hampshire, you can say, I don't want a Real ID license, and you can get a non-Real ID just sort of by whatever the New Hampshire ID standards are licensed. Now, I don't know how many states have that option either, but I think it's a few of them.
Right. So it's a United States government standardization.
Yes.
And the United States government couldn't recognize it. So I literally had to stand like for another 15 minutes while late, right? And I'm asking them, hey, can you call the gate and tell them you're holding me up or blah, blah, blah. Mm. And of course,
wait, how much time did you have to get to the gate?
I had about 15 minutes.
From when you hit TSA?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the way I figured it.
Okay.
But they, so the airline wouldn't check my bag, so I had to bring my bag that I was supposed to check on.
Was it 15 minutes to when the plane's doors are supposed to close, or 15 minutes to when boarding started?
They were boarding when I walked into the airport.
Okay. So this is cutting it close.
Yeah, as close as I, well, it's not like I could make the car fly.
Right.
You know, were I able to do that, we wouldn't be having this conversation. So, you know, the manager, the head TSA guy has to come over, and he doesn't want to look like an idiot, so he's got to look it over, inspect it.
Well, why did he go to work for the TSA?
Right. Then he's looking in the international book, international IDs. He's like, do you have a passport? I'm like, I'm a U.S. citizen traveling domestically inside the United States with a U.S. real ID. ID. What do I need a passport for?
It would have helped.
And then he goes and looks back to his international book. Uh-huh. This book. Why would this ID be in the international book? But then they find another book, which is U.S. IDs. And then they can't figure out. So it says,
where is he from?
They're looking under C for Commonwealth rather than N for Northern Mariana Islands.
Wow.
Yeah. So finally,
I wonder if they do the same thing for Massachusetts.
Well, now, they do refer to this place, the Marianas, as the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands.
Well, the same is true of Massachusetts. It's the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Yeah, but when it comes to, like, the acronym, it's CNMI is generally how it's referred to,
yeah.
Right?
And Right. And so it was very frustrating. Finally, he's like, you got any credit cards? So I'm like showing him credit cards. Yes, see, it's me. Yep. you know, you got an ID with my picture on
right.
it. Your boarding pass with my name on it. You know, it's all you really need, pal. And finally, he's just like, all right, carry on. I'm like, can you walk me through the line? Because now I'm going to be late.
Mm.
He's like, no.
Oh, so this was just at the initial where you hand them your ID phase.
Yes.
You never even hadn't even gotten through the line. Okay,
so
gotcha.
Now I have to go through my bags, which I intended to check,
mm-hmm.
and pull out the soundboard and the the electronics larger than a cell phone. So, and then I have to pack those things back up on the way out.
And you missed the flight.
Yeah. So they had closed the doors and moved. The plane was still there. But, you know, they had closed the doors at that point.
Okay. So, and of course, you're in an airport where, what would you say, 99.9% of people have masks on?
Oh, yeah.
If not 100%?
Yes.
Did you see anybody with a free face?
Nope, only mine.
You weren't wearing a mask. Good for you.
For part of the time.
Really? What part?
The part after I had to run with a full bag to the airplane. And I'm like, I'm not going to try to suck wind through this N95 mask.
Okay, yeah, the N95 on, too. Wow. All right. Well, that's quite an exciting story.
Yeah.
Thanks for sharing it. Because now you get to go through it again tomorrow, right?
Yes, I do. I'm going to bring my passport.
Good plan. Maybe you need to charter a flight to get you down to the airport rather than having to. Normally, what? Is it like an hour and a half? 2 hour?
It's an hour and 15 minutes to drive to the airport, which, you know, in a car with lane keeping and adaptive cruise control is hardly any work. And an audiobook is hardly any work at all.
Yeah.
But it's really my concern lies with the TSA.
Wow.
It always has.
So if you want to tell your TSA story or travel, you know, nightmare, you're welcome to join us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, and one last thing I'd like to add. That whole TSA standing for thousands standing around.
Yeah.
Boy, was that in play today. I mean, like, you know, I was the only guy for moments at this checkpoint.
That was going to be another question of mine is, you know, I know that early on, at some point, you know, over the summer, or maybe it was even earlier than that, you took a flight and there was almost no one on the plane. What's the airport packed? You know, how packed is it? How busy is it compared to what it would have been a year ago?
Because
you fly often out of this
generally,
airport.
It's not as full. So most of the flights.
Half full?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been on full flights in the last few months, but...
What time of day was it that you were going through the TSA checkpoint?
Today?
Yeah.
About 3 p.m.
Okay.
And
you were the only person there?
For moments. Uh-huh. I mean, there were other people coming through now and then, but they were just flying through.
There was no line.
No line at all. Mm-hmm. And they could have said, all right, well, this is a no ID, and given me the blue glove love, and it would have taken less time than this nonsense that I had to go through.
So maybe that's what you should try tomorrow, is show up and don't show ID at all and see what they do to you.
I'm not interested.
It might be the same crew that's on. See how they treat you.
No.
I mean, why not? What do you got to lose at this point? You've already missed a flight.
I've already missed a flight, yes.
Just go 2 hours early, just in case of 2 hours earlier than you would have. See how it goes. We haven't had a no ID.
An extra 2 hours in an airport does not sound like fun.
No doubt. Well, I mean, it couldn't be much worse than what already happened, because that's no fun at all.
Well, the thing is, it doesn't replace what already happened.
That's true.
It adds to it.
It's just been a while. It's been like a decade since we had a co-host who, it was Sam Dodson, who was a co-host of ours in the past, who actually made a point out of flying with no ID. In the world of the TSA, I think it was like 2009, 2010, somewhere in that range.
But now that real IDs happened, what happens now?
Yeah, what's the process like? Because you can still fly with no ID. Okay, it says it on their website, right? Like, it's pretty clear. If you forget your ID, they are still supposed to allow you to fly. They're probably just going to pull you aside into some office and likely ask you a bunch of questions.
Well, they didn't pull me aside into an office, but they did pull me aside into the next line over. So the manager, whatever his name was, had... it was like the word head was in it. I can't remember what his title was.
First name, Richard. We actually had a guy by that name. He was the attorney general here in New Hampshire.
I'm
no joke.
He was Chief Richard Head.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a lot of protests going on out there right now, not just in Philadelphia over another dead person in the hands of the police, but also protests sweeping across Europe, anti-lockdown protests. And if you want to join us, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
On a multidimensional probe, the SysGov Transtemporal Vehicle Clio discovers two entire universes have been annihilated in a massive time-traveling accident. Robert Kaminsky and his crew race home with the news, only to learn their own universe is next. To pull off the impossible, they'll have to embrace the unpalatable by placing their trust in the admin, SysGov's xenophobic sister universe, and the same people who tried to kill them all only months before. The Valkyrie Protocol by David Weber and Jacob Hollow. Available October 6th, wherever books are sold. Visit Baybooks at Bay.com for more.
Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. The U.S. government moves to regulate cryptocurrencies after the Attorney General publishes enforcement framework. $4.8 billion still missing from the Silk Road. Some of the oldest bitcoins were just moved. Is Satoshi Nakamoto back in the game? Publicly traded companies move more cash into Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. And Bitcoin.com is it's a great place to go to get started in the world of cryptocurrency. Man, right now, Bitcoin is on another rise up over the last 24 hours. I think I was looking earlier. It's up over 6% in just the last 24 hours.
Yeah. Nice.
Right now at $13,750 and looks like about 5% right now in the last 24 hours. Nice day for Bitcoin. Will it continue to go up? We have no idea, but certainly we would like to hope so. If you want to learn the basics about cryptocurrency, get over to Bitcoin.com and get started there. If you're not brand new, you can get the latest news headlines from their news site, and you can purchase Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash through the site. There's a lot you can do at Bitcoin.com as we continue here. In fact, I've got some Bitcoin-related news that we can get to, but the protests are obviously pretty big and worth talking about. They're happening in Europe, as according to the Daily Mail, anti-lockdown protests are sweeping across Europe, apparently, as we speak. And then there's also what's going on in Philadelphia, where there are protests over another police shooting. We can talk about all of that, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. So here's the Daily Mail story on what's happening over in the UK as protests erupted across Europe last night, as thousands of angry demonstrators called on their governments to reconsider a second round of lockdown restrictions.
They were ready to trot out another round.
Oh, they've been trotting out another round. The UK and Wales government, we were reporting on this last night.
Welsh.
Whatever. Those goons, they're cracking down big time. They've put swaths of, you know, land, entire cities into what they're calling Tier 3 status, which is the highest restrictions that they possibly have. There was video that we watched last night where somebody's just sort of panning along the shelves of a department store, showing different aisles of shelf, just completely plasticked off. They've got like plastic wrapped around all of the shelving, all the products that are there, signage up that says that due to government we're following government guidelines, and these are non-essential items, including things like pots and pans, you know, cookware, they are saying is non-essential.
Cookware.
Yeah.
Eat it raw.
So, I mean, just, you know, we saw some of this in the U.S. Earlier when they were blocking off seeds in Vermont and in Michigan, and this is just taking it to an all new level.
Well, hopefully they'll kill off a royal sometime soon and something will change, because until that happens, nothing will.
Well, right now there's a lot of people in the streets, at least in Europe. I don't know if UK counts as Europe at this point, but in Italy, violence was reported in at least two major northern cities, Milan and Turin, as vast crowds protested freedom-limiting restrictions enforced to tackle a second surge in coronavirus cases. And we're starting to see the second surge, you know, mentality in the United States.
And it's interesting, these surges only happen where they have lockdowns.
Yeah, that is interesting.
You know, there is no surge. There was no second wave in Sweden. There was no third wave.
Well, right here in New Hampshire.
The third wave, supposedly. And I still don't know anybody who's sick. So as far as I know, the whole thing's a lie.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't go that far personally, but because we have known a couple of people who are connected tangentially to the radio show that, you know, there was one of our advertisers, Greg from Intercoin. He apparently came down with this at some point earlier this year, and he beat it.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people have come down with this and beat it. That's why you're seeing cases going up, because more people are being tested, but you're not seeing deaths, like, skyrocketing or going up in any significant manner. Otherwise, they'd be touting that instead of touting the number of cases.
Right, I've been keeping an eye on deaths, and they're all appear to continue to be within the sort of acceptable range. If you consider 50 to 60,000 deaths per week in the United States as sort of the acceptable range, they're all just sort of sitting there.
I was watching Vincent's show. He was playing some clips of Joe Biden and what he was saying about the healthcare providers, the workers, the frontline workers. That he said, first he said thousands of them have come down with corona. Or no, thousands of them have been... I forget the exact word he used. He didn't say specifically it was corona-related, but like that thousands of them were in harm's way or something like that. And then he later said that 1,000 of them had come down with corona and had been hospitalized. But he didn't say...
Hospitalized?
Yeah, he didn't say how many of them had actually died. And, you know, it's first of all, 1,000 people isn't a lot of people, but you also know that a lot of those...
Yeah, hobos get hospitalized all the time.
Yeah, well, look, if you were
cold...
You also know that the hospitals have certain, let's just say, excessive procedures that probably go beyond what's necessary to do as far as if you are working for them and you come down with a cough or whatever, they're probably more likely to treat you even more seriously than the average person.
Oh yeah, you know every I mean? Every day they can they can hospitalize you. That's tens of thousands of dollars in their pockets.
Yeah. So so look, there's just not worth anything really worth speaking of as far as this virus is concerned. But the government gangs across the world are using this as an excuse to once again crack down, to once again close down. And again, it's not just in Europe. It's also here in the United States. We've seen stories out of New York City recently where they're locking down multiple zip codes. They're telling restaurants they can't open anymore at all to the public. Newark, last night we discussed, is cracking down big time. So I don't want anybody to think it can't happen here because it's also happening here. But they're taking to the streets in Europe, and that's one of the things that's
different.
That doesn't
seem to be able to happen here.
Right. That's one of the big things that's different. In fact, you were at an event on Saturday night, Nobody, that was supposed to be a candlelight vigil, and it was organized by an event that has had events with hundreds of attendees. Over the last year, it was, I think, in April when Reopen New Hampshire is the name of this group. They had some very successful protests out in front of the state house. Same group sent out an email announcing the Saturday night event, and I saw a photograph from this thing. It didn't look like there was much more than 2 dozen or 3 dozen people there.
Yeah, there really wasn't, and I don't know why. I don't know what the problem is in America. I don't know why nobody seems to be upset about this stuff.
Well, if there are people who are upset. Mm-hmm. We know that's the case. But why aren't they doing anything about it?
I don't know.
Because Americans are great at being upset and never actually following through. Like, they're good at complaining.
I would say this. The reason is because they're hoping their guy wins and that their guy will do what they want them to do.
So they're holding off, is what
right.
You're saying.
So there we did see protests going on prior to the George Floyd thing. There were people in Michigan and different state houses doing stuff to try to push back against the lockdowns.
Mm.
And what I would say now is that whatever you do prior to the election is wasted time.
Yeah, that's probably true.
You're not doing it. If your guy wins, then you get what you want, supposedly.
You know that's not going to happen, but that's what they think.
That's what the presumption is.
We'll continue here and tell you more about what's happening in the streets in Europe. 855-450-FREE, plus we'll talk about Philadelphia, where there are protesters there, but it's not an anti-lockdown. It's a police protest there. You can share your thoughts as well. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter in the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Vidal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. It is war he wants. It is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The former vice president spending time in Atlanta, Georgia.
I believe when you use your power, the power to vote, will change the course of this country. right here in Georgia with all of you. These are the final days, so keep that sense of empowerment with you, that sense of optimism, what we can do, what we can overcome, what we will overcome.
President Trump with campaign stops scheduled in Wisconsin, Nebraska, and Lansing, Michigan.
Biden was a cheerleader for DAFTA. You got killed by that. A catastrophe for the auto industry and for your state. Following NAFTA, one-third of the auto jobs left and they went to Mexico and Canada.
USA Radio News. It's day one on the job for the newest member of the Supreme Court. Justice Amy Coney Barrett began her duties after being administered the judicial oath by Chief Justice John Roberts. Barrett joining the court means it once again has nine justices. Pennsylvania Republicans want a second Supreme Court ruling on the state's mail-in ballot deadline. Pennsylvania was granted an extra 3 days to count mail-in ballots after the election, despite Republican objections. That's only because of a tied decision on the Supreme Court, leaving in place a lower court ruling that allowed the extension. The most recent polls show President Trump with a slim 1% lead in Pennsylvania. Centre County, Pennsylvania Board of Commissioner Michael Pipe believes the loser in Pennsylvania will be filing a lawsuit.
I think, unfortunately, regardless of who wins either side, I think the other one likely will challenge it again in court. I think that's unfortunate. That's what's keeping me up.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, you're invited if you want to join us. We're talking about the protests. There's a bunch of them going on right now, not just in Philadelphia, but also across Europe. Different reasons. We'll tell you more about that. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You can call in about anything you want, of course, here on Free Talk Live. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Intercoin, where their team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future at intercoin.org. As we continue, Ian, Mark, and Nobody here in the studio tonight. Let's go first to a different Mark. This one's in Colorado, watching us on YouTube. Go ahead. Wait, you can't be watching us on YouTube, Mark. We don't stream there anymore. But watching us somewhere. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you watching the show tonight?
I'm listening to y'all.
Okay, very good. Well, welcome to the show. Go ahead with what's on your mind.
Hey, so I wanted to get your opinion on what you thought about Joe Biden's cognitive ability.
I think he's getting older, and he has some difficulty putting together sentences compared
Shut
to...
I just put him on hold. It was a crank call.
Okay.
You can continue your thought, though.
All right.
It's a legitimate question.
Yeah. Basically, I'm of the opinion that he's, you know, diminishing over time. I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me to put the oldest guy as an option into the White House, but his competition, in so much as Trump, is not much younger than he is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came up with my little slogan, I'm not voting for a crooked old pervert this year, I meant it.
You're going to be voting for Joe Jorgensen? Oh, wait, you can't even vote, can you?
Well, I can't vote personally, but
right.
The people in my one person in my family can,
mm-hmm.
and that vote has been cast.
Gotcha.
And, so you don't have to vote for an old guy.
Yeah, that's true. You could also vote for Kanye West, apparently, in some states in the United States. There was a news story, I don't know if it was Cointelegraph or Bitcoin.com had it, but that apparently Kanye West is pro-Bitcoin.
Yes, sure. Yeah. Let's vote for Kanye. Why not?
Actually, he's not the only Bitcoiner. There was Brock Pierce, who we interviewed 2 months ago or whatever it was, who's also a big Bitcoin guy.
We could do worse, right? As a matter of fact, the top two choices are worse.
Yep, that's for sure. So anyway, if you want to comment, you can. The toll-free number is 855-453. There was another guy that was on hold also claiming to be watching us on YouTube, and he hung up shortly after I put the other guy on hold. So
anyway,
he must have figured out that we were on to them.
We gotcha.
Yep.
He's gonna call us names. So that's fine.
That's
We've
okay.
been called names before.
I just preemptively put him on hold at that point because usually with those calls, the F word is going to come very soon. So just trying to save.
He said,
value.
"Shut up."
He did.
I don't know what that means. Did he ask a question?
There was probably another word coming, but I literally put him on hold immediately
after the
word up. So protests again spreading across Europe, according to the story at the Daily Mail. Violence in Italy. Witnesses say a number of luxury stores, including a Gucci shop, were ransacked in central Turin, Italy, as crowds of youths took to the streets after nightfall, letting off huge firecrackers and lighting colored flares. The city's mayor berated the violent protesters, who said she had polluted a demonstration by bar and restaurant owners who are facing another economic slump. Okay, so she's saying, I see what she's saying. So she's saying the anti-lockdown protesters have polluted a different demonstration. In Milan, at least 28 people were arrested after protesters threw Molotov cocktails at police in the capital of Lombardy.
Setting them on fire.
The original epicenter of the virus in Italy, which is now seeing a resurgence of cases. Meanwhile, in Barcelona, demonstrators set rubbish bins on fire in the streets before riot police intervened to bring the so-called chaos to an end. Although some would say it's the police who are the ones that are creating the chaos in the first place.
I think when you're going out and setting garbage cans on fire, you can pretty well say that that's the people that are causing the problem.
Well, I mean, when you lock people up, it's pretty predictable that they're going to fight back. So,
the police
stop locking people up.
You mean
stop imprisoning them for nothing, and maybe they'll stop setting your stuff on
fire. What's the difference, Mark, between locking someone up and down?
Well, up means in jail. Locking down means in your location.
Okay, stop taking people's freedom. If somebody's freedom is being taken and they fight back and kill you, it's your fault.
Absolutely.
You should have left them alone.
They're the ones creating the chaos. The people doing the lockups or lockdowns or whatever
Absolutely.
You want to call it.
This is one of those instances, one of the few instances, where I can really see the cops saying, hey, I'm just following orders.
Stop.
Well, stop following orders, and then we will stop setting you on fire.
And what would happen if a police officer stopped following orders?
He would be fired, and then he wouldn't be there to take your liberty anymore.
They can go get a real job, you know?
Yeah,
one
they
cop.
Can get a real job, just like everybody else.
And then one of the protesters who's in the street setting a rubbish bin on fire will then go and become a cop and do the same thing. Because
you think so?
They're
actually having a tough time hiring.
Well, then they need to kill him, too.
Having a tough time hiring
cops. They need to start. If that's the only way they can get their freedom back.
Well, look, So it's not the cops that are coming up with the rules.
No, it's not the cops. It is the institution that is at fault, and anyone who works
don't exist
for that institution and gets set on fire because they're locking people up deserve to be set on fire for locking people up.
Mark's right when he says institutions don't exist. This is just a mass delusion that the police believe.
No, it's not a mass delusion. It's a concept. Abstract concepts do exist. People can be loyal to them. People can act on their behalf. And right now, people acting on behalf of the government need to stop breathing because they are destroying people's liberty on behalf of the government.
Well, I'd rather have them come to an epiphany and just quit their jobs.
Or they could stop what they're doing.
Or
they wouldn't be people working for the government anymore, would they?
Or they could throw things into the gears of the state, you know, like slash the tires on the Bearcat
You can slash the tires on a Bearcat, but...
Or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do something to disable it in some way. Put some sugar in the gas tank.
But to blame the victims who are being imprisoned in their own homes or anywhere else because they don't do as they're told for fighting back against the brutal thugs
who keep them there is not there.
Every time a brutal thug dies in the process of locking innocent people up, it is a reason for celebration.
Yeah, the conclusion I've come to over time is that they are all brutal thugs.
Yes.
The vast majority of those people on both sides are sadists, okay? Like, they're all sadists.
Yes.
And what are the people who are... So the people setting the trash bins on fire, sadists. The people who knocking them over the head with a stick for doing it, sadists.
Well,
so if a sadist gets some state, I don't care! Like, I'm not going to get outraged. Let them knock him over the head.
I get the state along with them.
I
didn't order any.
I hear you. You didn't order any. And I care about your, things that happen to you.
Well,
to them, I don't.
So, yeah, every time they set a cop on fire, it's a better world.
No, it's not. It doesn't bring us any closer to anything good.
It does bring us closer to something good. It brings us closer to the end of this mess.
No, there is no end to this mess.
Well, right, because this
is... Well, there is eventually. Eventually, the whole crap house is going to go up in flames.
Well, hold on.
I'm looking forward to it.
Do you mean
myself.
Like heat death on the planet? Because it's, systems go to larger systems.
Well, not always, and this system has grown as large as it can grow. It's grown as intrusive as it can grow.
Every end is a new beginning.
It's got to collapse.
Every end is a new beginning, and so if both sides are statist, then you can be assured that whatever this end will result in will be a new beginning of a state. Whether it's the statists in the military who take over, whether it's the statists who are protesting in the streets who take over, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to make your prediction, you can. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. People are being subjected to even more intense lockdowns in various parts of the world. We'd heard a few weeks ago about Australia. Now Wales and parts of Great Britain are being locked down, plus other European nations. And people are hitting the streets in large numbers to protest this. Thank goodness.
It's about time.
Yeah, thank goodness. Well, I mean, there have been some of these things that have been happening sporadically over the last several months, and now there's a lot of them happening at once. You are welcome to comment if you want to join us here with you in the studio tonight. By the way, you've got Ian,
Mark,
and nobody.
So 855-450-FREE is our toll-free line. We also have our Matrix chat server where you can call in. You'll sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us if you call through the Matrix server. You can go to chat.lrn.fm. You get step-by-step instructions on how to get connected to our chat server there. And the cool thing about the Matrix server is it's there 24/7, so you can talk to other Free Talk Live listeners around the clock, basically. And there's rooms that were sort of official to the server that I created, and then there's a bunch of other ones that just listeners put together. So you can actually spin up your own chat room if you want, public or private, there on the LRN server over at chat.lrn.fm. And I do want to say thank you to Chris Hickman, who is a Free Talk Live Gold Amplifier. Thank you, Chris, for helping us out with $10 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, and it is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring more internet listeners on board with the show. I had a station that we already have on that reached out to me today saying they might want to put us on some more of their radio stations that the company owns. So I won't say which one and I won't say where, but I'm excited about that.
East of the Mississippi or west?
East of the Mississippi.
I see.
Yeah. So
where does the state letter begin with?
I'm not going to say anymore. Going to your phone calls and thoughts here. We got someone calling themselves Breaking the Law on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live.
Breaking the Law.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Hey, what's on?
I just wanted to point out, if you look at some of these videos that are out there, the cops are actually helping the protesters. I've seen cops in Boston smash up their own vehicle, and I've seen Providence police officer. Yeah, go the Allen Report on YouTube. He has a video of cops smashing their own vehicle.
Wow! So you get new vehicles.
I think
this is what I said about the Minneapolis Police Department that got set on fire. It's not like the cops aren't going to have a place to come and do their jobs. If they were complaining about, you know, a sick building or whatever, you know, mold at the workplace or whatever, now they got a whole new building on the way.
Right.
Okay. I see that the story about the cops smashing their car was back in June, so it's not happening as we speak, but still worthy of a mention.
Yep. If you're looking in Providence, if you watch the Boston Stringer media, he released a video of like protesters harassing a driver, and this lady just wanted to go home, and the cops seemed like they were helping the protesters out.
Yeah. See, I don't like it when the protesters target the wrong people. It's like, get it clear. The people who are problem, whether it be the people protesting in American streets about the police, problems there, the police there, and the people in Europe, problems the police and the politicians there. So the police and the politicians should be the targets of protests. Whether they be peaceful, you know, is another question. I obviously support peaceful measures, but make your targets the right targets. Leave innocent drivers alone. Leave innocent businesses alone. Smashing up a storefront isn't going to stop the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking the law. Any other comments? Right.
Thank you. That's good, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, man.
So the presumption here of the protesters is that it's all y'all's fault. This is a system created by you people in those cars.
Well, it is. It's a system created and tolerated by everybody, and it's at least
including
to some
the
extent the fault of everybody who bends over for it.
Yep.
But it is especially the fault of the people who actually work for it. You know, those are the first perpetrators.
Yep.
So,
you know,
let me ask you this. I mean, we can agree that the system as it exists is corrupt and totalitarian and all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And we can also agree that you and I did not opt into it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
However, once we come to the realization that the state owns the land, like, you know.
They don't.
There's no such thing as a state. It's just a mass delusion.
Okay, but the state is an organization.
It's a criminal gang.
Can organizations?
It's a gang.
Hold on. Can gangs own land?
No, yes. Not if it was stolen from other people.
Ah, yeah, so you're disputing the way that they own it. However,
yeah. They can own it by violence and, you know, control and, you know,
control
occupation.
And ownership are similar, right?
Sure, but it's not legitimate.
So you say it's not legitimate.
Yeah.
Everybody else says differently. Okay, so like
I don't know if everybody else.
You're
would say
literally
differently. Nobody would agree with me.
99% at this point, I'm at like so what? That's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I know they own it, and I'm gonna stop trying to fight them over it. Because while I'm on that land, they claim to own me. Because I'm on their land. And that's functionally the way things work. If you come onto my land, I have some level of control over your body because you're on the land. And because we have tens of thousands...
You mean the land you rent from the state?
So you basically think they own the world.
I do not. But what if you were able to get one piece of land where you were free...
Oh, here we go.
Then you and you choose not to go to it. Then are you opting for slavery?
I have no idea.
That's what it seems like to me. That in fact you have to just go ahead and rather than, you know, I've sat here in the United States bitching for years now, and it hasn't done anything. At this point, they have yet to come hat in hand, Mr. Edge. We finally determined that you are correct, that we are, in fact, a bunch of autocratic...
They're not going to until people start killing them.
They're not... Okay, so...
Or fighting back.
I don't want to be
fighting back.
I don't... I gotcha.
Power never yields except upon demand.
Okay,
well, that doesn't mean you have to use violence.
There's lots and lots of revolutions.
That's what they are going to use. These are a particularly murderous gang of thugs, and if they think they're losing their power, they will kill you.
They will.
Have to kill them first.
You have a right, I would say, to defend yourself in that particular case, but overall, as a policy, I don't think violence is going to get you to where you want to go.
No, I don't think it will either, because we've had many, many, many revolutions in the course of human history, and we are now at the largest and most efficient state yet, a state that claims the entire globe. The United States, the Washington, D.C., basically claims the entire globe, or at the very least, is willing
all
to
except for China.
Split it up with Beijing,
and Russia,
Moscow, split it up between them. And, you know, like, I guess, doing martial arts, I can tell you that, yes, you can, you know, beat your way into victory if you are equally... as skilled, equally as strong, and equally as smart as your opponent. But if you don't match your opponent in or match or beat your opponent in any of those areas, you're not going to win.
Well, how about if you outnumber your opponent 200-1?
Yeah, so what you're saying is it's a sort of us versus them. There's the 0.5%
that's for
the government.
Every pig and every soldier. There are 200 humans.
Yeah, but the cops and the soldiers, in many cases, are on our sides, right? Like
they need to prove it.
They're not on our sides as long as they're
going
to work.
I know you don't want to hear this. I learned about liberty from cops, from law enforcement officers. That's where I learned about the ideas of liberty. It's the people in the streets that want greater, they want a bigger state. They just want it to function better because they live in the delusion that the state can function better.
Mm-hmm.
We have,
put the right guy in charge.
This is what the state looks like, right? And like, I'm sick of trying to convince these, you know, progressively, okay, so the system is completely stacked against us. People sent their status kids to status schools, and they get taught to be greater and greater status, and then they complain about the fact that their kids are greater and greater status. I can't solve that problem. I can go on 200 radio stations for almost two decades now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not for the entire time, but we're almost
pretty close. Yeah.
I don't want to over-exaggerate, but
the majority of two decades.
And... it's, you know, yeah, we can convince people the little stuff here and little stuff there. And libertarianism has about 80% of it is some really easy to swallow stuff that you can spit out in little axioms and people agree with it. And then they just continue living their lives as they live their lives because it's easier to do that. And all that's fine. However, I've come to the conclusion that all we can do is go look for a piece of land someplace else where these people, and the fundamental problem isn't the cops. The problem is the protesters, the socialists, the arch-statists.
Okay, well, what makes the protesters better, more socialist than those who are not protesting? It's those who are not protesting are actually more of a problem, wouldn't you say?
I think the problem is with all of these groups. We can continue here in moments, and this is Free Talk Live, Hour 2 next.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.